All right, the AFC Defensive Player of the Week from the Oakland Raiders, Lamar Houston, joins us here on The Fan. Lamar, this is Grant Napier. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Congratulations. That's a heck of an honor. That had to be nice to get that phone call, or whoever told you. That's a hell of an honor.
Yeah, it is. I'm very honored, and I just want to say it's a blessing. Thank God for blessing me to win such an award.
Well, the Raiders are thanking you, because had it not been for your fine play, maybe you don't win that game on Sunday against Jacksonville. Now, I had on your coach. I had Coach Allen on Monday, and he said, you know, you always like to win because that's the goal of the game, but there were a lot of things that were not good. I mean, can you talk about that four-quarter performance, because you guys got off to a slow start? What turned it around for your team in the second half?
Well, I think at halftime we went in and we were behind, and we just said that we were going to put our minds to it. We're going to keep pressing forward and get the victory, and that we weren't going to stop until we won, until the clock strikes zero. And I think we homed in on what our coaches were saying that we needed to adjust to, and Justin Tuttle went out there and was successful.
Look, Lamar, do you feel as a defense that you're playing better? Because the week one was such a weird game with the snaps from center and everything, but week two, second half, Miami ate you up. You know, you come home and you win a big game against Pittsburgh, but then, you know, you go to Denver and they have a pretty easy time with you. A lot of people feel that, you know, you had the Atlanta game and you let it slip through your fingers. But do you feel that your defense is improving week to week?
I feel like we're improving, and I feel like we have so much to improve on. And I think within the next couple of weeks, we're going to be able to label ourselves what we want to label ourselves as defense.
I know you guys take one game at a time, and I get that, but don't you feel that right now is the time of the year where you guys can get whole with the schedule the way it is? And, you know, you got Kansas City this week. They're a division rival, but let's face it, they've struggled. I mean, this is it right now for you guys to get back into this thing, isn't it?
It's a great game. It's our AFC rivalry, and it's one week at a time in our minds, and that's all we can think about. So right now we got Kansas, and they're a great football team. You can't be fooled and not think that they're going to be ready to play coming off a bye week with Jamal Charles and Brady Quinn and backing up their offense. So, you know, we got to prepare like we prepare any week and get ready to go play a game.
Does your coaching staff feel that they'll change much with Brady Quinn at quarterback, or you think they'll be running pretty much the same stuff?
I think we're going to focus just to play our defense the way we play and not worry about who the guys are, their nameless, faceless guys, and we're just going to focus on playing the style of defense we want to play.
Lamar, with the constant changes, and now there seems to be stability with Reggie McKenzie and a whole new coaching staff, and that's something that you have not experienced in your time in Oakland, and that is stability. I mean, how important is it, and how difficult has it been where things change every year for you?
I think it's important to have stability. And, you know, there's been certain things that's happened, and they've happened, so you know, we can't really talk about the past, but I think this organization now is heading in the right direction with Reggie McKenzie as the GM and Dennis Allen as the head coach. I think they're making great changes around the facility and around who they want to be involved in their program, and I think they're doing a great job.
Lamar, when you look at the players that line up near you on that line, and we always talk about talent with Tommy Kelly and Richard Seymour and yourself. I mean, you look at everyone that's out there, and yet, you know what? I hear this on my radio show, so I think it's a fair question to ask. Have you guys as a group played to your expectations so far this season?
You know, we've had a lot of ups and downs and a little bit of inconsistencies, and I don't think as a group we played our best game that we want to. But I think we're heading in that direction. And each week we're improving and we're homing in on what we want to get better at every week. And we're going to be able to be successful during the season the way we want to, as long as we stay working hard and keep focusing on what we need to get better at.
We're talking about Lamar Houston of the Raiders. He is the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. I want to ask you a question about a rookie on your defense, Miles Burris, because he's from Sacramento, and he went to Granite Bay High School, which is right near here. And, you know, he's got a lot of people that root for him here in this area of the state. What has impressed you about his play this year?
He's got a high motor. The guy plays with passion, loves the game. And that's one thing you can look for when somebody comes out. It's a rookie year. You want to see if they love the game. And if they're willing to play, and if they play with a high motor. And Miles Burris, he comes out and does that every Sunday. And we love him as players, and I know the coaching staff loves him, and I think he's going to be a good one for years to come.
You know, when you were in the meeting rooms and you're looking at everything on film, it seems Michael Huff is starting to get comfortable at the corner, and I can't imagine how difficult it is to take a guy that's been playing safety and put him at the cornerback position. How do you think that process has gone when you guys are in the meeting rooms and you're looking at everything that you look at during the week?
Well, you know, I don't really have any comments on that because I'm not a coach, but I think Michael Huff personally is doing a great job. He's a really talented player, and you know, he's doing the best job he can, and can't really ask that much more.
Lamar Houston joining us of the Raiders. Health good? You're feeling good? Here we are in the middle of the season. How's the body holding up? Everything good?
Body's doing good so far. It's a blessing. I'm staying healthy, and I'm just going to keep on taking care of it.
How important is that? I don't think fans understand what you athletes go through from Sunday to Sunday to get ready to go on the football field. I mean, it's quite a process, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's something you got to learn to be more vigilant at, if I could say, just more active with it. You got to take care of your body in order to stay healthy.
Are you now, I guess, better at it because after the first year? I mean, I talked to Richard Seymour about this in camp this year, and this guy's been playing, you know, now double-digit years, and we talked about, God, how difficult it is with all the attrition that you experience playing in the NFL. I mean, but you, if you reflect back to your first year and what you learned, I mean, how quickly do you guys learn what it takes to get ready to play on Sundays?
I think as soon as you get in, you learn that you got to take care of your body or your body won't last, and you know, it's your most important investment right now. It's just taking care of your body. And guys who hone in on it, you know, they play for a couple, many years, and the guys who don't, you know, you see them injured and stuff. So it's really important to take care of your body.
Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on. Congratulations on the honor. That's a heck of an honor, and we wish you the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, Lamar Houston of the Raiders. We'll be back with more of the Grant Napier Show here on The Fan.